Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. It means we go across the country, you mob. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And we are going cross-national, like I said, via NERS, our First Nation yarn it is, the yarning circles, so we do add to the conversation, and ready here to take your call. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Ashley De Silva, CEO of Reach Out, and talk about Reach Out and how they're providing free online mental health support to young Australians during the COVID-19 pandemic. And on the line we have Ashley. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Ashley, where are you based?
I'm here in Sydney at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. So quickly, just give us a layout on Reach Out and what you provide.
Yeah, absolutely. So Reach Out's actually been around for more than 20 years, and everything we do is online. And it's designed to help young people with their mental health, their social and emotional well-being. And we know that right now, because of social distancing and a lot of the pressures from COVID-19, that getting help online is kind of even more important. So we've really moved quickly to produce new support materials, which are all free, and you can access them on reachout.com. And they're designed to help you, help you think about your mental health and well-being as well right now.
Of course, and in this space that we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, the pandemic, and as you mentioned, the social distance, it could affect someone's mind in regard to anxiety, loneliness, and that's what you're talking about, is a tool here to reach out and support and help young people.
Exactly, and you know, one of the things that's happening is because a lot of the things that people enjoy doing have been changed, you know, in some way, whether it means, you know, things you like to do with friends that you maybe can't do anymore right now. But we want to make sure people still feel connected to family and to community, and that's different for everyone. But one of the things that we have on Reach Out is something called an online forum, and that's got young people from across Australia who come together, and you know, you can make post comments there around what you're going through or questions you have, and you can hear back from other young people as well who are going through the same thing but maybe just not nearby.
So does it become like an open online conversation?
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, people can share anything, like what's on your mind. Maybe you can ask people for ideas around how to overcome challenges, and you can hear back from people as well.
Fantastic. Do we also have a number that people can contact?
Actually, because Reach Out doesn't run a phone line, we don't. So the best place to go is just to the website, reachout.com.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So it is for, we are in the 21st century. We are talking internet and what have you, and we've got, online virtually at our fingertips. So this is just the tool, you could say, of the 21st century in regard to communication, especially with our young ones.
Exactly right. Though we also do, for any parents out there, we also have support around you know, how to deal with these times in the family as well. So for that, you just go to reachout.com/parents. Again, it's all online, but we do kind of try to be there for people in the family, whether that's, you know, young people or parents too.
Beautiful. So can you give us the webpage again, please?
Yes, just reachout.com.
Richard.com, fantastic. So it's open 24/7, of course, communication for all our young ones out there. If you're going through a stage where you're a little bit lost and the COVID-19 pandemic and the space that it has turned our world upside down, there is opportunity for you to communicate, get off your chest, talk to somebody.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Ashley, thank you very much. All the best to you and your deadly team, doing a fantastic job. And look, you take care, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor. You take care too.
All the best, Ashley. Thank you. Bye-bye. a deadly yarn there. Ashley De Silva, CEO of Reach Out. Look, a fantastic opportunity for young ones. Reach Out provide free online mental health support to young Australians during COVID-19 pandemic. And like I said, it's just a space where if you feel as though that you're struggling in your thought process and no one to talk to, well, there is someone to talk to, and that's Reach Out. Get online, you have conversations, ask some questions, if not about COVID-19, ask some questions about how you're situated at the moment in regard to finance, regarding housing, regarding friendship, whatever the case may be. So do reach out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Reaching out to your mob there to add to the conversation. National Talk Black is live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBN Bumbergroup Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So we go across the country, mob. Want to hear what you've got to say. So give me a call. Tell me how you're travelling in this world that we're living in at the moment. Love to hear from you. How you're travelling at home with the isolation, how you entertaining them pickaninnies, and how you keeping yourself sane as well in regarding all the physical side, exercise, diet size, how you eating, and what are you doing for entertainment. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Nation and our home. This is the country we come from. This is the culture our spirits gave. This is the land of the boomerang. Hope throughout the land. There will be peace and harmony. There will be time for a better life. I'm a young guy.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. Give me a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you've got to say and tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods and how you're all travelling in regard to the space that we're living in at the moment. And speaking of the space we're living in at the moment, we're talking energy, talking electricity, talking about how we are regarding the bills, and people are unemployed and out of work now because of the COVID-19, the virus that's upon us. So I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the chair of AER, the Australian Energy Regulator. We have Claire Savage on the line. Claire, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So quickly for our listeners, acronym AER. Who's AER?
So we're the Australian Energy Regulator. So our job is to make sure that the energy companies are following the laws and the rules and that they're treating their customers right, and also to make sure in the case of a company like Ergon Energy that they're not charging too much for the poles and wires that they've got out there.
Okay, so and there's a statement of expectations out there for energy business. What has put in place there? What's the statement they're making?
So we're conscious this is a really tough time for a lot of Australians.
Yes.
And that a lot of people in the coming months might find it difficult or in some cases even impossible to pay their bills. So we wanted to put out a statement of expectations to energy companies to make sure they understood what we expected of them, how they were to protect customers in this particular time. And so what we've said to them is that they can't disconnect any residential or small business customers who may be in financial stress. That if anyone is experiencing financial stress, that if you're worried about being able to pay your electricity bill, that they've got help available. So we want them to be able to contact their retailer, and making sure the retailers then offer them, you know, payment plans or the referral to hardship programs, that they don't refer them to credit collection at this time.
Or cut their electricity off.
Exactly, or cut their electricity off. So what we've done in our statement of expectation is it's got 10 very clear principles that we expect them to follow, and we'll be watching to make sure they do.
So police the situation. So virtually all you're asking, Claire, you're asking the energy companies out there, is to communicate with their customers.
That's right, but we're also asking customers, if they are worried and if they are thinking they might not be able to pay their plan, to get in contact with their retailer and to tell them. So they can call them, they can go on their website. I know Ergon up there in Queensland uses Facebook or Messenger quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out, tell them that you're struggling, tell them that you might not be able to pay right now, and then they can help you. They can give you the plans, the payment plans, give you extra time, you know, help you work out how you can make your bill over the longer term rather than right now when it might be really tough.
Mm-hmm. How is the, for business-wise, how is a business signing up with an energy retailer different to an individual signing up?
So normally it would only be residential customers who would have access to these kinds of protections, but what we've said at this time is it's got to apply to small business customers as well.
So
if you're a small business customer and you're worried about being able to pay your bill or you've had to close down for a period of time, then we've also said that the companies have got to waive any disconnection or reconnection fees. They shouldn't be charging you while you're closed. So it's really important that you reach out. And if you're up there in northern Queensland, you've got to reach out to Ergon as soon as you can.
Okay. And so if we're communicating with Ergon, and for the punter out there, the customer, if they feel that their communication's not getting through, can they get in touch with Australian Energy Regulators?
Absolutely. So we've got an information helpline too, which is on our website. So if they want to give us a buzz as well, they can. But in the first instance, if they're worried, contact their retailer. So some of your listeners I know are not in Queensland. They need to contact their retailer wherever they are, but the retailers have to help them.
Sure.
That's the main thing. We don't want people worrying, and we don't want people getting disconnected. We want you to speak up if you're having a hard time.
Well, we're all in the same boat, aren't we? Whether you're a business owner, whether you're an elder, whether you're an energy company, we are travelling through uncharted waters, and we are lost, so to speak. So we need to massage the conversation and the situation moving forward.
That's right. And, I mean, all of us know someone who's lost their job or their business right now. And it is a really hard time. And I think the main thing is we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
That was our hashtag for this statement of expectations. But it's not unreasonable for us to expect these energy companies or our energy companies to sort of live up to their bit of the social contract that they're in with us.
And are you finding, as Australian regulator, are you finding that the energy companies are open for communication? Are they communicating with you well as a regulator?
Absolutely. So what we've seen since we put our statement out last Friday is so many of the big retailers have come out and said exactly how they're helping customers. So they're already waiving disconnections and reconnection fees. They're already stopping disconnections. They're already offering payment plans to people who are in financial stress. So they're doing lots of things.
Good.
But we just wanted to make sure that it was happening and to let everybody know that we'll be watching too. So, you know, if we don't see energy companies doing what we think they need to be doing to protect consumers, then we'll have to be looking at whether or not we need to change the law and the rules to make them do that.
Fantastic. Yep, that's what it's all about. It's about communication and about keeping the lights on, so to speak, you know. AER, what's your webpage there or contact number there, please, Claire?
So it'd be www.aer.gov.au. Mm-hmm. And I'll get you if I can send you offline the contact number and you can splice it in.
Yep, that'd be fantastic.
Yep, for the helpline.
Good, beautiful. Well, thank you very much. A very important space, and we need to keep warm, keep cool. If we're talking air conditioning, Far North Queensland, need to keep the lights on, then yeah, we need to have the communication with energy supplier, so to speak. But it's great to have the Australian Energy Regulator in our corner, so to speak. So thank you very much, Claire.
That's a pleasure. We're here to protect customers, and we want to make sure you get good outcomes.
Well, all the best to you and your team and to you and your family as well, Claire.
You too, Trevor. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there it is. That's Claire Savage. She's the chairperson of AER. AER is Australian Energy Regulator. So she'll put your mind at ease, your mob. You just communicate with the electricity company that you're dealing with, whether it be Ergon Energy, whoever you're dealing with. If you feel as though you're struggling in regarding payments, there's just a phone call away in regarding, hey, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment because of the COVID-19, the space we're living in. So I need a payment plan, so they're communicating, leaving a platform for you to communicate with them, and so you don't get your electricity cut off. But it's very important that you do communicate with them, talk to them. Don't look at the bill and then put your head in the sand and don't want to converse and just worrying about the situation. Just make the phone call. Hey, I got a $400 bill here. I can give you $100 this week, and we work at a payment plan, and just communicate with them. That's what you need to do, your mob. So it's fantastic to have Australian Energy Regulators, AER, in our corner and supporting us. So there it is. And you're protected in that sense in the space that we're living in at the moment, the environment we're living in at the moment because of COVID-19. But add to the conversation, mob, here on National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, taking you right through to 12 noon Queensland time. So do add to the conversation. Love to hear from you. Too deadly, mob.
Yeah. we get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Dilly Mob, we're not mucking around here on National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, please. 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the ball around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. You know, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So do add to the conversation. Otherwise, text the brother 0457-140-550. And otherwise, check out their Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, yeah, that Dilly track there before. You're the Voice, that's by Mitch Tambo, his version in language to Dudley, and that was of the Dudley track of John Farnham, who won Single of the Year in the at the ARIA Music Awards back in 1987. And good to hear brother sing it in language, and fantastic, Mitch Tambo. Have your say, Mob Yarn Up Strong here on the National Talkback program. Want to hear how you're travelling and what's happening with your mob, with your family, with your clan, with your organisation. 1-800-422-416. And the space we're living in at the moment, like I said, it's world turned upside down, but it's not what happens to your life, how you respond to it. Blessed are the flexible. We need to be flexible in these times and get a new routine, so to speak. A lot of people do live life by routines. Well, we just got to alter the routine and keep strong, keep safe, and that's in the physical sense and the mental sense as well. For all our mob out there, Australia's Government National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. That's the number you need to call. I had a Dudley yarn there with Claire Savage, the chairperson of AER, that's Australian Energy Regulators, and she asked for me to give the number out there for your mob out there if you're in a situation where you need to have a conversation about your electricity. 1-300-585-165. That number again, 1-300-585-165. And if it's concerning our mob and they to resolve a problem or a situation for First Nation people, you can call the number 1-300-303-143. If you do have some dramas or situation there or been threatened to have your electricity cut off, you can contact through the ACCC, and that phone number again is 1-300-303-143. Do add to the conversation, 1-800-522-516, and Yarn Up Strong there, that number again, 1-800-422-416. Yarn in here with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and taking it right through to 12 noon, midday that is, across the nation, Queensland time that is. So do add to the conversation. We're going to catch up with cousin Rob Hollingsworth, PLO, Police Liaison Officer with Edmonton Police, and our segment, Which Way Yarning, which is proudly sponsored by Pecconi's IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here once a week for our school-based traineeship, and unfortunately schools are not in, so at the moment you pick any which tune on the fruit, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Cousin Rob online. Rob, good morning, how are you? Yes.
Good morning, Trev. Yeah, thanks for that.
No, brother, thank you for coming to the program. So our topic today, my brother, a good hygiene for coronavirus, COVID-19.
Yeah, look, Trev, we just want to just make awareness out there again and just remember that COVID-19 is still hanging around, you know. So we just want to touch base, remind people about good hygiene and social distancing and all that type of stuff, Trev.
Well, exactly, and very important. Like I said, we're living in a different world at the moment, but if we adhere to the rules and laws that have been put in place, we can slow down this this pandemic, yep?
Yeah, so we're just hoping that everyone, you know, when they consider good hygiene, you know, everyone's by washing their hands frequently, covering their coughs, you know, putting tissues straight into the bin, you know, even avoid touching your eyes, nose and mouth areas, Trev. And just cleaning objects and services and just ventilating the home, you know, just keeping it fresh.
Exactly. And we can all be a part of that, hey, as the family. If we, and, of course, the kids are watching us as adults. If we're doing it, then they'll do it too.
Yeah, and, you know, you can see on the news there, complacency is an issue. We just don't want people to be complacent. It's still around and we still don't know the status of it at this stage, you know.
That's right, and there's no vaccine for it at the moment. So, we have, like I said, a vaccine to kill the virus, but we can do what we can do to slow it down. That's what we need to do.
That's right. So, and it comes back to that good hygiene, you know, washing your hands and even using alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Yep.
and just cleaning services and objects that you've used, and just keeping the place freshly aired. And you know, me personally, I sometimes worry about whether air conditioners also can play a part in that, but you know, that's just my opinion. But
sure,
if we can keep the windows open or just keep some fresh air.
Yeah, less air conditioned. Yeah, that's true too. So you're talking about good hygiene there, which is fantastic, Rob. You want to touch on social distancing as well? Just emphasise that?
Yeah, Trevor, look, you know, we just want to, the bosses just want to just hit base with everyone about just remember social distancing. Keeping your distance. One way to slow the spread of the virus is social distancing, 1.5 metres apart.
Mm-hmm. That's minimum.
Yeah, Trev.
Exactly.
You know, so you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the community. You know, you're doing it for everyone. Everyone's involved in this, and we've just got to be more careful about it.
Well, even if you look at that, Rob, it doesn't really kill our social life as such. 1.5 metres, you can still have a good conversation or yarn with somebody, you know what I mean?
That's right, you know, and it's just that, you know, you just got to be mindful of that distance. It's just to be real precaution for us all, you know, human beings, you know. So, and, you know, you can have different types. That includes social distancing in the public, Trev. And what we want to advise people is to stay at home and only go out for essentials.
Sure, yep.
Keep that 1.5 metres away from each other. Avoid physical greetings, such as handshaking, hugs and kisses. You know, if you can avoid that, try to do it, you know.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and when we're talking social distance, I'd probably like to alter that statement. Physical distance, but you can still socialise.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd probably be a bit more of a word for it, Trent. Just that physical and contact, you know.
Exactly.
Socialising should be right, but it's just that physical distance and contact, yeah. But also, you know, Trev, we travel times, you know, avoid crowds, and try to avoid gatherings.
Well, if you don't need to leave your house, then you should stay at your house, hey?
Well, that's right, you know, it must come, you know, it's essentials, you know, you got to
exactly.
Either work in essential service or you need to get essential stuff for home, food and water, and, you know.
Mm.
The less you go out, the more that this virus can be controlled.
Exactly. And we all need to do our bit. It's a team effort, isn't it, brother?
That's right, Trev. Just in relation to those essentials, you know, that's basically, I'll just try to define it a bit more. Shopping for food.
Yep.
Exercising in public, you know, space such as a park.
Yep.
There's not many people around. Going out for medical appointments to a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Providing care or support to another person.
Yep.
Or going to work if you cannot work from home.
Okay, fantastic, yep.
Yeah. So, you know, just be mindful of that. It's essentials.
It is essential.
But otherwise, your best place is being at home.
Exactly. Safe.
Yeah, Trev, just to briefly touch on the, you know, just things to follow up at home. Just keep your visitors to a minimum.
Yep.
Tidy your you know, surfaces and objects that you might touch within the house, you know, just give it a good wipe over.
Constantly.
Increase your ventilation of the home.
Mm-hmm. Fresh air.
And just briefly, if someone is sick at home with you, you know, you've got that option of going to the doctor, or otherwise you care for the sick person in a single room, if possible, and keep the numbers of carers to a minimum.
Sure. So that's closing off a part of the house then, or like you said, the room, and have the individual in that room.
Yeah, and just be aware of your carers, because the carers have to leave that house sooner or later, so
sure.
You've got to be mindful that you don't need them taking that out. So keep the door to the sixth person's room closed, if possible, and keep a window open. And just wear surgical masks or gloves, just to support your own and you know, it's mainly to protect the elderly too, Trevor. We just want to be mindful of that. If you can get out and do the shopping for your parents or your grandparents.
Exactly. Look after the old ones, yep.
Yeah, look after the old ones, Trevor. So
beautiful.
Just want to send that out for you.
Good message there. Thank you very much, Cousin Rob. And listen, all the best to you. And how are you travelling? You okay?
Yeah, all good, Trevor.
Family good?
Doing what I can get and taking care of the oldies. So,
good.
Yeah.
How's mum?
Yeah, they're all good, Trev. I've said to say hello to them. Hopefully they're listening. And
lovely, big shout out, one love.
Yeah, and to all the other seniors out there, you know, be mindful. We're thinking about yous and want to support yous out there.
Beautiful, Rob. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you and your deadly team there at Edmonton Police. And you take care and stay safe, Cuss.
You too, Trev.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Cousin Rob Hollingsworth, PLO, Police Liaison Officer from Edmonton Police. The segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here once a week here at the radio station, the First Nation radio station, Bamba Bipra. And healthy living, healthy lifestyle is what we push. So beautiful messages there from Cousin Rob Hollingsworth. Good hygiene for the coronavirus, COVID-19. And talking about the cleaning of your house and what have you, social distance. And as we mentioned there, you can still socialise, so we call it physical distance. But social, still social. It's good for the mind, good for the heart, good for the soul. Add to the conversation, you mob here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, but it is your program, so do add to the conversation. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 0457 140550, and otherwise check us out on Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly. Stay tuned, you mob. And I'm dreaming.
Sacred sites belongs to the land of mother, belongs to the land of dreaming. From the desert to the sea, where my ancestors roam free. From the desert to the sea, my culture lives in harmony. From the desert to the sea. Sacred sites belongs to the land of mother, belongs to the land of dreaming. From the desert to the sea, where my ancestors roam free. From the desert to the sea, my culture lives in harmony. From the desert to the sea. All my tribes live between.
to the sea.
Oh, to the sea.
Cook of the Wirangu Murning lives in me.
Yeah, Jason Lee Scott there, Desert to the Sea, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the magical number you need to call and add to the conversation. Yarn with the Bully, I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, Two Deadly NERS. We're going to catch up now with Greg on the line. Greg, good morning.
Hey, brother man.
How you going, cuss?
Awesome.
Good, brother. Good, 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 good. Travelling okay? Staying safe?
Yeah, yeah. Self-isolation and, you know, the movies are great.
Good.
We got plenty of tucker.
Yes. That's the life, isn't it? And that's what we need to do. We need to be flexible to the time, the space that we're living in, adapt, so to speak, in the new world we're living in. And we can make it happen. We can work through this, hey?
Yeah, we call it self-employment.
Self-employment?
Yeah, because if we're not looking after ourselves, we're unemployed and that's not good.
Yeah, okay, that's a nice way, nice description.
You look after yourself, like you said the other day, you know, check your finances and, you know, do your budget for all your tucker and at this time and, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's for yourselves.
Mm.
You know, we're too busy running around helping everybody else and, you know, now we've got a time where we can actually help ourselves and fine-tune our home economics.
Yes.
And, you know, look at all of that. Which made me, you brought up the story the other day about Will Kenya.
Yes.
What I was thinking, it's been a long time since I went down through that way, but when I went down through that way all those years ago, there was lots of kangaroo bounding around.
Lots of kangaroo? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, we just recently watched some stories on SBS, food shows and that, where John Wally, I think his name is, had Antonio Coluccio come over from Italy and they're doing bush tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And which made me think, well, is there anything to stop the Aboriginal people in Wilkenya still killing their own? You know, go out, get the kangaroo, get the emu, you know, even do a roadside.
I like to think that they
family.
Do anyway. I like to think they do anyway, brother, yes. And we call it, you know, cultural hunting, traditional hunting.
Yeah.
We would do that, yes.
And so that they're not dependent upon supplies or a supply chain from Woolies or Coles or, you know, the government or whatever. You know, if we've got the, you know, rabbits and you know, like I say, these food shows that we're getting lately on SBS, they're showing how to cook the bush tucker.
Yeah, we're traditional hunters, we are, and we're survivors, and I don't think that is the big problem. I think it's the necessity regarding, you know, well, the toilet paper, the hygienic stuff, you know, the cleaning stuff, that sort of stuff, to keep ourselves updated. And speaking with Chris Graham the other day, he mentioned a lot of grey nomads coming through because it's virtually on the highway and you have to go through Wilkenya to get to, you know, to the next destination. But they're buying that bulk gear and leaving the community without gear is what he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they do a roadside stand, you know, barbecue kangaroo, you know, create some enterprise.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you could. Yeah, thinking outside the square. That's right, exactly, you know. And as long as you're keeping 1.5 metres away from each other.
Have they got water supply?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was just the main reason about the people driving through and, taking all the gear out from the shopping centres, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, which brought to light the, well, hang on a second, the Aboriginal people are masters at living off the land.
Exactly. No, there were no problems with that.
Unless they've lost the craft, which would be a real shame.
And it's not the case. Not the case, brother, not the case. But we're talking about the hygiene, the cleaning stuff. And toilet paper, of course, which is across the country, we're less with toilet paper.
But living on the land, you don't have that stuff, do you?
No, that's right. No, that's right. But we've still got to survive in that sense in the world we're living in today. But there'd be no dramas with the traditional hunting.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, you're going to have a whole industry going on there.
Well, that's right, exactly. You know, I know some mob are even using, sad to say, but roadkill as, dog food.
Yeah, well, if it's killed, like, straight away, and you jumped out and you grabbed a hold of the animal, I mean, some of those kangaroos are bound around down there. They're, like, 7 foot tall.
Exactly. Exactly. Grizzly bear type hopping around.
Yeah, don't get too close. Them fellas can fight.
I respect my body, brother. Don't worry about that.
Big red.
Big red, big red.
Big red. And, yeah, so that was the thought on that. And, you know, and so like you said before, about adapting to the circumstances. And,
yes.
You know, if you've got that skill set,
Utilize it. Yeah. And that would be the case with our mob, and that's across this country, our mob-owned country. Don't worry, they're doing their bit regarding traditional hunting and feeding the family and entertainment and exercise. Don't worry about that, brother.
Yeah, and education.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
Education.
Yep.
You know, learning how to find the bush orange, the bush tomato, the peppers.
Yep.
You know, the nuts, bunyip nuts, I think it is, that they crunch up and...
We are masters, brother. We are masters. We've got that damn pat. Don't worry about that, brother.
Turn into sweet bread, honey. You know, they capture the little grub that's in the tree, and he's sweet and creamy. You know, it's like, wow, look at this.
Exactly.
How can you go wrong?
Exactly. All right, thanks for calling me, honey. We'll talk soon, darling. All right, Greg. Beautiful yarn there. That's Greg Yarn Upstrong here, a local caller, a regular caller here on National Talk Black. Add to the conversation 1-800-422-416. Yarn Upstrong in National Talk Black. And we're going to catch up with yarn now with Sowan. Sowan, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, on food, bush food.
Yes.
You know, I watched a show and it talked about the Kalahari Bushmen. They had a plant and when they ate the plant, it took away any desire to be hungry, and they can walk for a long time and they don't feel hungry. But I think it's the big business that got copyright or patent, whatever you call it, ownership of that particular plant. And I wonder if a lot of the First Nation people have food that could just as much be a fight against this virus as well. And of course, we have the billy goat plum, you know, one of the superfoods that has the equivalent of six oranges. Yeah.
Well, we've got our own bush tucker, and I don't think that there's a patent on it, so to speak, and we can still use our own traditional foods. Be no dramas, I feel.
Well, you know, these people that go out and do research, and I wonder if sometimes they come across something that is a much better. You know, we can eat, well, like the Chinese, like our tucker, we eat our medicine, eh, brother? Our bush tucker, we eat our medicine.
Exactly.
I was talking about sugar and sugar bag the other day, because in the shops now they have syrup, not honey, in some of the shops.
Mm.
And of course, like I told you, I use lemon and honey because of the old wives' tale, and it is good. I pick me up, sorry, I fight against the flu.
Mm.
But on another one, brother, things will change, get back to normal on Monday, because I'm in a way, come back on. But I like I'm in a way, because I tell you that my family, we watch it.
Still, you're home in a way, man, are you?
It's a discussion point for me and the kids.
Yes.
And one of the things about I told you before, too, you probably know that when they have commercials, they have the syphilis commercial. And in a roundabout way, this, you know, keeping the distance is really good to help combat syphilis, but it's all... I like the fact that they have stuff in that home in a way that me and my children can have a discussion or debate about.
Yeah.
But brother, on my take on George Pell, brother, I want to say one of the final judgments, my final judgment is, it's not who you know, it's what you know about who you know.
Mm.
And of course, a lot of people would have gone, like priests or Pell himself, and made confession. But brother, on that note, like we like to say, they like to paint us all with the same brush, but there's a lot of good Catholic priests out there.
Of course there is.
Catholic, the other priests.
Yep.
And there's a lot of good nuns out there too. As a matter of fact, we have on Palm Island, it's called Fairy Haven. It's from Father Fairy, and he got one bloke sober, and from that one bloke, I'm sober today.
Mm.
And one of the steps of AA, admitted to God, to ourselves, to another human being. And I want to do that step with the priest, a priest, sorry, in Maury, Father Barry Bell, and it was Sister Nicole and Sister Bernadette and Maury Mashab, was a brother. If anybody remember, that's the year Elvis died, 1977. Mm. And when we had group therapy is another word for healing. They used to sit on that and they used to give another take on our discussion. So all along the line, even when I was on the road, at Mount Arthur, their brother wished to go to Mineside, wished to go to a Father Brown.
Yep.
But on one more take on a priest, brother, a Jesuit priest, I think they're the top of the range in the priesthood, very smart, very intellectual, very educated. This fellow, this particular priest, they sent him to all the good places. He couldn't get sober. He had an alcohol problem. He couldn't get sober. Or the motivational speaks that everybody went to. It wasn't until he had a Murray Aboriginal girl at an AA meeting and addiction wasn't clear.
The penny dropped when the Aboriginal girl spoke.
She was shy, and hardly anybody can hear talk, but from her story, he got sober, brother. Thank you, brother.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Good yarn. That's someone there adding to the conversation. Yarn Upstrong here on the daily number 1-800-422-416. 6 odd minutes on the program, so stay tuned. And for your local mob, stay tuned, because Trendy Trev is going to take you right through to 1 o'clock with our local yarns here, the special COVID-19 program. So do stay tuned for that. We're going to catch up with Sylvia on the line. Sylvia, good morning.
Kaya Quab Kedula. It's good to hear all the talk about our wonderful foods, but with drought and fires and them killing them all, there's not much left for us anywhere.
Mm. Well, there's plenty of food in this country, but yeah, we need to do our bit in looking after the food, is what you're saying.
Well, that's why I keep saying we need Aboriginal community gardens so that the forest can be cared for properly.
And probably now's the best time to do it. We're all in isolation, so best time to do it now, yes.
Well, there was money available. I mean, the fires are going to come again next year. They actually call it the fire season, as though nature organised it, forgetting that they're the ones that caused climate change and put the weeds and the grasses everywhere and took all our water and rivers away and all naturally occurring, you know, landscapes away with all their reshaping of the land for colonisation purposes. But I was getting my Aboriginal fruits in a bottle from the eastern states because we haven't got enough here with all the cities all over the place and the lack of water, and we are in a drought. The ground is dry. She oaks are dying from lack of water because I'm having to water those by hand, and I'm lucky I can cart the water. So there's huge, huge problems with the drought affecting the plants and in this country. Maybe some isolated areas where you have got more rain, that you have, there are some fruits. But anyway, that the bottle that I used to get my fruits in isn't there anymore. So I can't have my Aboriginal bush fruits anymore, and it's having a big impact on my physical health as well.
Yes. Well, we used to live off the land, and we were strong and healthy people when we lived off the land, weren't we?
Yes, well, that's what's made me stronger and healthy, because I've been an at-risk person my whole life, and as I got older and I learned about diet, I got much, much healthier. But so there's this huge concern. I'm hoping that this isn't going to be another one of those red herrings when they all end up with all the social control and all the power, just as they did after they invaded Iraq and September the 11th, because they started the whole furphy with all of that lot of stuff and started wrecking all our land rights claims and divide and conquer in our communities, which is what we've got here with the South West Aboriginal Land and Sea Council deal. But as you know, and we all know, land is our mother, and she's precious.
Yes.
The water is precious, the rain is precious, and they're not doing anything to ensure the continuation of the traditional rains that we always had.
Well, this closing down of businesses and, the shutdown, and the Mother Earth is breathing really nice at the moment.
Yes, well, where I am, it's winds, the big, dry, cold winds at night, the desert winds at night, and hottish in the day. And it's taken me nearly all day to water just a one-acre bush block by hand. And then it takes me an hour and a half to fill up the bottles from a friend's place, and then it takes me three hours to unload the car.
And you're doing your bit. And imagine if every individual did that, it'd be a stronger place and a healthier place.
We wouldn't. Oh, absolutely. Mm. All our plants are full of, was it tea tree oil, eucalyptus oil?
Mm.
Somebody told me about, there's a gum.
My sister, I've got to go to the news, so give me a call back. That's Sylvia calling from WA, but Murray going to sign off for you, Mobber. Thank you very much for your company. Local Mob, stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM, and we'll continue our deadly yarns there. Otherwise, you Mob, take care of yourself. Stay safe. Too deadly.